This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
All right, this is the junk drawer where we clean everything up left over from the week on DFW Sports Station. Many times it's what's going on in our personal lives. Do you want the birthday battle with my wife or my trip to San Antonio?
Oh, San Antonio.
Okay.
When is this taking place?
I'm going next Thursday morning.
Okay.
I'm taking the entire family to San Antonio.
And you, when was the last time? Was it with me the last time you were in San Antonio?
Yes.
2012, probably?
Yeah. I want to take Ollie to SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take him to SeaWorld. He's been very good lately. Yesterday, passing his first dentist, except for the cavities. You. I don't know if anyone over there is a listener, so I better not say it. But the price you told me that the cavities would be in the elevator.
Way off?
Way off.
With insurance, too.
Way off. Well, this is a. I don't know how it works. Amanda was calling me during our post-show meeting. They're not in network, but they're going to mail us a bill. It was $400 for the cleaning and x-rays, and then $500 apiece for cavities.
Oh!
$500?
Yeah, let's just say
seems high.
I delayed it. I delayed the decision on that.
Where are they?
Back.
Still, man, $500. That seems like, that's almost like a crown or something.
I know, man. I thought it was robbery, too. I'm like, nah, let them continue to rot. Let me think about it. but he's been a good boy. He loves sea animals. And I'm like, I want to take him to SeaWorld.
You're going to love it. He'll love it. You'll hate it.
Explain.
It's just,
who's been? Give me the preview.
Well, my experience.
When's the last time you've been?
Let's see. It's probably 2012, 2013, something like that. My experience was different. We went in the summertime. And SeaWorld in San Antonio in the summertime is, I mean, it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's just so hot. And then you get to smell the fish baking in 110 degrees, and it just, you want to vom.
Right.
But the kids love it. We stayed at the Hilton Hill Country down there, I think it was. It's like right near San Antonio, and it's a great hotel. They got a lot of activities for the kids at night. They put a movie on this big jumbo screen
and
out there.
This was 12 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sure they do stuff at night. It may not be the same thing, but it was fun. The kids loved it, and, you know, the parents, you're herding cattle as children out there.
So I'm trying to, you know, I wanted to go during the week to avoid any weekend crowds, and then springtime hopefully is better. Have you done SeaWorld?
We have not done SeaWorld before. I mean, I love San Antonio. We've been through there a number of times, but.
All right, that was a very polarizing topic, which we're going to get to next. Ross, have you? Oh, Ross is on the phone with the Tolo winner. But you like San Antonio.
Yeah, I do. I like San Antonio a lot.
Yep.
And so to me, there's a lot of different things to do down there, and it's very walkable. And
when I asked last week, and this got like 140 responses, what's the best place to stay in San Antonio? Don't. Austin. Bobby with his basement of the Alamo comment. Keep driving.
And see all that stuff. Those were just texts from Bassick. That's not even the listeners. God.
San Antonio, I feel like it's a very polarizing place in terms of people saying it sucks or it doesn't.
I think to me, a lot of it has to do is like what time of year you're going. Like it's going to be, the weather will be fine down there. It gets hot. Obviously, it's Texas. And then, you know, the Riverwalk starts to smell.
Yeah, I will say this was 40 years ago. So don't, I wouldn't apply this as something you may see there. But I know 40 years ago, my dad and his friends, while they're down at the Riverwalk, they found a dead body and they had to report it into the police.
What?
Yeah.
In the river. Wow.
It was, yeah, it was, they saw it like in the water.
A lot of Tolos were saying Hotel Emma, Hotel Contessa.
We stayed at Hotel Contessa.
And?
It's nice. We liked it a lot.
Okay. La Cantera. La Cantera's,
yeah. That's a good one. There's a JW down there. That's a really, really nice one. That's where they play the Valero, Texas Open down there.
The Mansion. People keep saying, I don't know whether it's the, that's an Omni property or not, the Pearl. So thanks to the Tolos. I didn't know if there's a must-eat place, but I told Amanda, you go ahead, you map it out. I just wanted to take the in-laws, taking the family, all in one car. Is this a five-hour drive?
Ish. Yeah, depending on traffic.
Yeah, four and a half, five.
Depends on, you know, take the toll road around Austin. Around it. Don't go through it. I think that toll road is like an 85 mile an hour speed limit too.
I hate driving towards Austin. It's just
always traffic.
It's always something. It's a miserable experience.
Yeah, you get on the perimeter of Austin and start slowing down. But I feel like Austin's a pretty, like, I feel like you can get to Austin in under 3 hours. I just feel like it's
You gotta take the loop.
Wasn't there a story about driving to Austin?
Yeah, there is a story. This is big news. It's there is a lawmaker that is trying to rename a portion of I-35 in Austin, President Donald John Trump
in Austin
Highway. They're exactly what I was thinking. In Austin, of all places. Which, can you imagine? Like, you're calling somebody in Austin and be like,
isn't that the home of Elon though? No.
Is it? Yeah, and Rogan. They're both
still
down there.
It's still Portland, Texas.
Yeah,
it really is.
That's what Austin is. So, like, I mean, if you're on the phone and you're just like, hey,
imagine what they're doing to Teslas now, what people would do to interrupt the construction when they start doing redoing the sign.
That sign
wouldn't last for an hour.
Yeah, I saw a meme yesterday, like 3 years ago, like they were buying Teslas to stick at the Republicans, and now they're burning Teslas to stick at the Republicans.
I don't know. You might get a better approval rating renaming 75 Nico Harrison Highway than you can in Austin naming it Donald John like, Trump
yeah,
Highway.
Nico Harrison Highway.
You go like, you want to rename it that, you go like Crowley down to Hillsboro.
Yeah.
This is 35W down there.
This is just another instance of pathetic ass kissing by all those terrified of him. That's the thing. I'm like, well, Trump has done a tremendous job of having everyone shiver and quake. So all these these people who have money and power and status, they all just bow down. It's hilarious. It's impressive. It's impressive to watch them bow down and shine his shoes. Let's rename the steak to New York Strip, Texas Strip. Let's do the highway.
Rename it everything. Let's,
the dollar bill. You have a backbone. Be a little bit of a man. Have a little bit of a spine. Like you can show your support without totally just bending over.
Just if you did that, it just feels very counter. Like I could very easily see directions in Austin that go from like, all right, you're going to turn off of Che Guevara Boulevard onto President Donald Trump Highway.
Speaking of driving, Bobby, you got a radar issue in the neighborhood?
I'm genuinely angry about this. It's similar to, I think, your feeling about the birthday party invitations, to where I'm like, all right, how are you going to enforce this? What are you going to do? We get a letter yesterday. We get an email from the apartment complex. And as you know, in apartment complex, parking lots, everything else, they do have their little speed limit signs, or they want you to go a certain speed in there. Ours is 10 miles per hour. And this was a note they sent to us yesterday. Dear residents, we hope you're having a great week. They're trying to soften it early. We want to take a moment to remind everyone that the speed limit throughout the community is 10 miles per hour. Okay, fair enough. Lately, we've noticed an increase in vehicles exceeding the speed limit, and we want to ensure the safety of all residents, especially children who play and run around the property. Please be mindful of your speed and drive cautiously at all times. That should have been the end of it. It should have been the end of the email and said, thank you, the management team.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Instead, please note, if we observe you speeding within the community, a $50 violation fee will be applied. Your cooperation in keeping blah, blah, a safe and welcoming place for everyone is greatly appreciated. how are you going to tell if I'm going over 10 miles per hour? And how are you going to apply this? Am I going to get ticketed, or am I just going to open up my rent 1 month and it's like, oh, I have three different $50 penalties for going 12 miles per hour based off of the eye test of Karen in the front office.
Do you find that it, like, people are definitely whizzing by and going too fast in that area, especially as I imagine kids walking or running around?
They go faster than 10. There are definitely some times where people are going too quick through there. But there's also speed bumps, I feel like, every 25 feet. They can't go that fast.
Yeah.
And so
speed bumps will take care of it all.
Oh, yeah.
I did see somebody from the office leaving yesterday, though. And they sure as hell were 10. Not going 10.
Well,
so
ticket them.
Oh, yeah. I was about to make a citizen's arrest.
But you don't have any. When's the last person who's executed a citizen's arrest? but they don't have any radar equipment.
No.
In technology.
Not
in
that I know of.
In the neighborhood. Well, you would see it if you were driving around.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I would say, but yeah, there's nothing in there. I don't know how, like, again.
So now, knowing you, you are going to.
Oh, you're gonna fight this tooth and nail.
Double the speed and hit someone, probably, just to make a point. And you'll be happy with yourself even if you hit someone.
Yeah, probably. Just to, like, go out of my way. Or, so here's what I'll do. I'll either drive much faster, or I will make sure to find somebody to hit going 10 miles per hour. And I'm going to go, see, look, this can happen at 10 miles per hour too, guys.
Or just crawl, like, you know, someone from the office is behind you and just go 2 miles.
We're right
an
by
hour.
The front office. So well, I can do that. I can just sit there parked, waiting there every day at 6 o'clock.
Junk Drawer continuing on 105 through the Fan.
Man, how good of a tipper are you?
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
It depends on your service.
A lot of the times it does.
You got to perform.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to give it to you.
Service, performance, tip, they all go together.
The tips, let's just say they're not booming.
Oh.
A new survey of over 2,000 Americans was gauging the tip percentage based on generations. I would guess the worst generation for tipping would be the youngest generation because they probably have the least amount of money.
Oh, no.
No.
My dad, whatever his age group is called, that's going to be the 15%ers.
How, what year was he born?
Well, he's 89.
Oh. So he's like silent generation.
Yeah.
He's about to be silent.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah, no, I would assume, like, Sean, that the people who are not going to tip well are the ones who are like, oh, you pull yourself by your bootstraps. I would have been happy to have a $1 tip.
Or just in the 15% days.
Or they're older and they're on a fixed income because they're retired and they're saving money. But
they're stuck in the 15%.
So the...
I remember the first time trying to convince my dad, I'm sure everyone has this conversation, telling the old school member of your family at the table, no, it's minimum 18 now. It's minimum 18, 20 really is what you should do. And you'd have thought that you made them get a cell phone.
A lot of those now, like you say, a lot of them, the defaults are 20, 22, 25.
They are. Yeah. They really are. So the national average is 18.55%. Baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 have the lowest tip percentage at 16.40%. And then the silent generation was like mid-20s to the 46. They're also lumped in with that. There's just not there's not a ton of them that are around still picking up the phone. They have the landlines. That generation has the landlines. Millennials tip the most, an average of 19.49%. Gen Z at 19.31%. So that's very, very good. Delaware, they have no sales tax, low taxes overall. They are the best tipping state, 21.25% on average. That is higher than anyone else. In Texas, we are at 18.68% as a state. That is our average tip right there. The only other ones over 20, other than Delaware, you're looking at New Hampshire at 20.07, West Virginia, and Indiana.
Again, I'm executing this with like my grocery deliveries. If I order two big time expensive items, I'm tipping you less than when I order 12 little small items. You're doing more work. You're going in the store. I'm not giving you more money because I ordered a Wagyu ribeye. If you go and get 12 different things in the store, you did a lot more work. That's a lot more baggage carried to the door. Probably two trips, a lot more bags, straining your wrist a little bit with the plastic burn. I'm giving you more money.
But which are you going to be more upset with if they fail to deliver it properly? It would be the expensive Wagyu.
If you can't deliver the two things I asked for, you're a moron.
I'm just saying you should want to protect that with your life.
They don't know. They don't know until I tip afterwards.
I would think that you would be like, I need to make sure this arrives here. Well, I will pay you handsomely. Mm.
They don't know until after.
That's true.
That's what I'm telling you. They don't see the tip till the job is done. So it's not like I can entice them ahead of time. The tip is given after.
Let me ask some of these things. Do you tip?
You wouldn't know because Kristen's your Uber Eats.
I was going to say, it usually comes first.
Do you tip?
Insta-wife.
At a barber?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Especially my barber. I found some barbers, East Dallas, that aren't ripoff specialists like everywhere else where it's minimum 50 for a cut. And because they're a nice, reasonable range, shout out Barber's Edge. I pay, so it's not plugola payola, Gavin. I pay. I give an even nicer tip because I'm like, you guys have decent prices still.
Yeah, 87% tip at a barber. Takeout.
Takeout, like I go and pick it up?
When you're picking it up.
No.
Yep, only 45% do.
About half the time.
And then, like, you know.
Out of guilt.
Do you tip furniture delivery people? Or delivery, like, they deliver a TV, furniture?
No, but, you know, movers get tipped.
Movers get tipped, yeah.
Shout out, Eddie.
I don't, because I don't have a place big enough to move furniture into. So,
no. And then taxi rideshare. Yes, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Unless it's like...
Yeah, unless it's terrible. Unless the guy told me, don't even look at that sandwich in the car.
Or if you take tolls, God forbid. Yeah,
this is a no eating and a no drinking. Don't even look at it. And the amount of ride shares that don't have a working radio or air conditioning is blowing my mind.
You were blowing me away in New Orleans, though. Like, I got to see, like... backseat driver Sean in the Uber.
What?
Where you're telling Chop, I don't remember that first night you wanted the radio up. You like the music. And you're like, Yeah, you're like using that voice like you're trying to be playful. Like, can we turn the radio up? Can we get the tunes up? Yeah. And then you're like, Chop, turn up the radio. And Chop's like, I'm not going to touch a man's radio. He goes, well, you're up there. Touch it. Turn it up.
It is a little less than the, it's right below touching the grill.
It's the grill. Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah, you can't, remote control. Not going to walk into your house or change the channel.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. Do you feel like if it's dead quiet in the car and you're up front, can you touch the radio? I mean, first, I guess you ask.
Yeah, I think you got to ask.
But you have the option on here. I think people, when you select the ride share and say no conversation, they are taking that as no music too. So I never get in a car and the music is playing anymore. It's just dead quiet.
I can't.
I need the music.
Yeah.
I need it.
I'm too cowardly to put no conversation. I just always leave it as no preference because I'm like, I don't want to like make them feel like.
Yeah, you can say no preference, feel like no preference is no music.
The only thing I really care about is like the temperature. Like that's music. I could get away with
but
it.
But there's
or not.
A lot that don't even have AC.
That's crazy.
That's annoying, especially on the comfort level where you say like, I get to pick the temperature, and then you get in there, they have the heater running. It's like, gosh, I selected this.
And on 80, who needs my son? My son is the only person that needs it 80 degrees in the car.
Junk drawer every Friday during the commercial free expressway. Congrats to the Tolo who won our final PBR ticket giveaway of the week. We're getting closer to baseball. Opening day Thursday on this radio station. RJ Choppy with some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.